Big win for the green and gold on Friday night. Yeah, it's preseason. You don't take wins and losses into effect too much, but when the Packers come back and won like they did on Friday night, it's still a very cool thing. To talk about that a little bit more, we have Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. And Brian, what an incredible 36 seconds there on Friday night for the Packers to pick up that victory.
Yes, fantastic to be able to come back down 8 points, tie it up with get within two with the touchdown by Ryan Taylor, and then Ryan Taylor gets the two-point conversion as well to tie it, and then they get the onside kick, and Mason Crosby hits the 50-yard field goal as time expires. It was an exciting way to end it.
The surprise onside kick as well. Mike McCarthy seems to be liking that move a lot. This all happened after actually it looked like the game was over. Graham Harrell had thrown an interception, but then he came right back, led a scoring drive, and had a couple nice passes, and Mason Crosby was able to hit that field goal. You got to think now that the Packers aren't going to let him get away.
Yeah, Graham Harrell is doing very well, at least as well as could be expected, I think, for a third-string quarterback to be able to bounce back from the interception, lead the Packers to put them in a situation where they can both tie and then subsequently win the game. The Packers are looking like they're going to keep three quarterbacks this year. That's my prediction, at least. And who knows, maybe a year from now, Graham Harrell will be the Packers' backup to Aaron Rodgers.
You would think with how widely regarded Matt Flynn is, he could be starting for numerous teams this year, so you would think the Packers might lose him next year in preseason. That's why you'd probably see Harrell kind of stick around. They had him on the practice squad last year, but for him to go back to that, he would almost certainly get picked up by another team. A couple of former Packers are able to get picked up by other teams. We had a few cuts this weekend.
Yes, a couple of players who contributed to last year's Super Bowl run, most notably wide receiver Brett Swain was let go, and tight end Spencer Havener. He of the four touchdowns in the 2009 season, which was rather remarkable, and in only seven receptions, four of them went for touchdowns. But those guys have been with the Packers for a couple years, and they were let go a little bit early as a kind of a way to say thank you and an attempt for them to get latch on with some other teams in the NFL, you know, trying to do what's in their best interest. So, and another undrafted rookie, Theo Sherman, let go as well. The Packers have to make three more cuts before tomorrow or by tomorrow. So something to anticipate in the next 24 hours or so.
How long after, of course, the game on Thursday on K107.1, Packers taking on the Chiefs, 7 o'clock, how long after that game do the Packers have to trim down their roster to the 53-man squad?
I believe it's on Saturday that they have to be down to 53. So, you know, there'll be 20-plus cuts coming after the last preseason game. Whether the Packers do it on Friday after their Thursday game or they wait till the very last moment on Saturday, some teams like to do it at the last moment possible to not let any other teams kind of tip their hand or anything like that.
Talking with Brian Caravu, editor and writer for the Maple Street Press, Packers Annual, which is in stores. Saw it in a couple stores this weekend, especially around Milwaukee area. And you're also the writer, one of them, at CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, any surprising names? I know with 15 guys, or a very large number of guys coming off the IR, I would expect some well-known names to get cut this weekend.
Yeah, perhaps. The majority of them are going to be rookies and things like that, players that haven't been around too long. But there's, every year somebody surprises you. A couple of the outside linebackers, there's a really tough race going on for the last couple roster spots there. A guy who's been with the Packers for a couple years, Brad Jones, his hold on a roster spot is kind of tenuous with rookies like Vic Soto and Jamari Lattimore really stepping up. So that could be one that's in the cards.
We're likely going to see a lot of playing time from some of these fourth string guys come Thursday night, as it's really going to, the position battle is going to come down to the wire, Brian. I wouldn't expect to see the starters play too much on Thursday against the Chiefs, would you?
No, the starters will play a little bit, certainly, maybe the first quarter. But after that, the backups will get a lot of time to show why they should be on the 53-man roster, kind of their last audition for training camp.
We'll preview that game a little bit more on Thursday with you, Brian. Then, of course, the game that night at 7 o'clock right here on K107.1 coverage starting at 5. Lambeau Field's going to look a little bit different come 2013, it sounds like. They're adding, what, 6,600 more seats, which as a season ticket holder waiting list person that I am, I'm like 58,000 now. That'll push me up a little bit, but what do you think of the new seating layout that the Packers are going to have at Lambeau Field?
Yeah, the Packers were crazy not to expand Lambeau Field, and it's the perfect time to do so after coming off a Super Bowl victory this past season. So within 2 years, they're going to be adding 6,600 new seats in addition to new gates at the north and south end zone areas of Lambeau Field and a viewing platform for the club seat holders and something that I know fans are especially interested in, to fund all of this. It looks like there's going to be a stock sale that Packers haven't announced when and the details exactly yet, but that looks like it's coming up, you know, within the next year or so, and a lot of things fans are interested in.
Yeah, and one of the things I like about the new stadium, at least the designs for it, it still keeps that intimate feel of Lambeau, but it's also got some of the more modern seating as well. Packers seem to be doing a good job of mixing the new and the old through all their improvements that they've had to Lambeau in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's the same old Lambeau that everybody knows throughout the years. It still has that old school feel to it, and that's not going to change with this new expansion.
So a big win for the Packers. We got new seats coming up. We got a Super Bowl, a championship to defend. We got one more preseason game to get through. That is Thursday night. A lot of roster spots on the line. Again, coverage starts right here at 5 o'clock on Thursday. Then they take the Chiefs. They take them on at 7 o'clock. Brian, we'll talk to you again Thursday morning, kind of get your preview of the game and what you expect as the season gets closer here. So, Brian, thanks again so much for joining us.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
We'll talk to you then again. More of Brian's work you can find CheeseheadTV.com. Also, in stores now, the Maple Street Press Packers Annual 2011. Brian Caravu, thanks so much for joining us again. We'll talk to him on Thursday. More of your music on the way, K107.1.